Hello, lovelies, and welcome back to another episode of the Radical Broccoli podcast. Susie and Annette, we're both here today.
We're both here. We're in Costa Rica.
Yes.
And it's a very beautiful day. Every day is beautiful, to be honest, but yeah. It's a very beautiful day. And we're here with Rafe.
Rafe is in the studio, so if you hear some little baby noises, that's him, because he comes with his mama everywhere.
Yeah.
And you might also hear Luca in the background. But that's pretty much how our life is now.
Yeah.
And we make the most of it.
Yes.
So we're sitting here in the place where I'm staying, looking out on some really beautiful trees. I love that view outside there. And there's a bit of wind, blue sky, midday, and we finally found some time to record an episode, because it's been a while.
Yeah, for sure.
And we've been here in Costa Rica since mid-January.
Yeah.
So almost a month now.
Yeah.
And there's been so many nice experiences. Also some challenges, some ups and downs, just like life. But we've overall had a really beautiful time. We came down here with our mom also.
Yeah.
So it's my little family and our mom. And then we came to meet your baby's family.
Yeah.
Costa Rican side. And it's been a lot of family.
Yeah.
And then mom has left a week ago. And we're staying here for another, at least I'm here for another month.
Yeah.
And you're not sure yet.
Probably longer.
Yeah. So this is our little winter, I was going to call it winter escape, but I don't like that word because I'm not escaping from anything.
No. I mean, it's also Rafe's home for me now. It's even more important.
So Annette's baby is half Costa Rican, and we need to know how that's been. But let's start with just like you.
Me?
Yeah. How are you? And what's going on for you? Where are you at? How's motherhood? Let's chat.
I am extremely tired.
Yeah. Fair.
Yeah. No, it's been a little rough week, to be honest. I haven't slept much, and it affects everything a lot. So I feel like I'm just not... It's hard to be present, because you're just a zombie.
Yeah.
And usually we sleep very good, but I haven't had pretty much any breaks. So have had a little bit of a meltdown. Or meltdowns. And then I'm constantly trying to get myself out of victim mode and rather into like, okay, how can you make it better? It's your life. Nobody's going to come and fix it for you. How can you constantly make it better?
Yeah.
Other than that, Rafe is a very happy boy.
Yeah. Wow.
And yeah, we're with the family basically all the time. And they're all so happy to see him. And
but you're also having him alone, mostly.
Yeah,
mostly. Because so, that sounded like you get lots of help from family.
Yeah, no. The responsibility is on me. And yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, everyone understands that.
Yeah, I think I'm mostly, like right now it's fine, but I'm scared of the future.
Yeah.
Because I see Luca. Sorry, no offense.
No, but that's fair.
Yeah.
It's always like that. You look to the next stage or when they're a bit older and it's terrifying.
Yeah.
And I think it's like that for everyone.
Yeah.
First of all, they look huge and like, wow, why are the babies so big? And then secondly, it's like, how am I going to handle that?
Yeah. Because I feel like you guys are even, you're two and you're tired and struggling as well on some days and other days to figure it out.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, like, we had very different experiences all the way.
Yeah, of course.
And both have been, like, have worked out very well. Yeah. So. But yeah, it's a lot.
And how is it to be back?
It's very nice.
Your second home, or
Yeah.
Third or I don't know, one of your homes.
It feels like home. It feels like coming home, and it's the most. So I love all my friends here, and
yeah, we have such a good group of people here that we meet, and everyone keeps coming back year after year.
It's like the same. Feels like family.
Yeah.
And yeah, Rafe's dad is super happy to have his baby, of course.
Yeah.
And yeah, no, it's been really, really like. Actually, so much better than last year in many ways.
Mm.
Like, I feel like I'm in much, 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 much better place in my life. And I feel just much more calm inside. Yeah. And just like, yeah, things are flowing much better. I feel like I have more patience and yeah. But yeah, it's basically just the sleep deprivation is hard because it's like it's hard to get out of the head and into like trust again.
Yeah.
Because you're just on survival mode.
That's the strange thing about being tired, is it twists the way you see everything.
Yeah.
And then you can have one nap and you can wake up and feel like a different person.
Yeah.
And suddenly you see it through the lens of love and trust and...
Yeah.
So that's a tough part of being tired, is how it messes with your head.
Yeah. And so sometimes I'm just like... It can be one thing that makes me want to cry.
Yeah.
And yeah, you feel very vulnerable, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But we have a really beautiful home. I love walking around in the garden. We have horses, banana trees, mango trees. It's like a sanctuary. And I just feel like I love coming out there and just I can stay and just not see anybody.
Yeah.
And just... I don't know. We have it really, like, peaceful.
That's
and,
so nice.
Yeah, I feel like that has been a little blessing.
We need a tour.
Yes. Okay.
Mm.
More people wanted that, so I'm going to make a house tour.
Yeah.
And a tree tour.
Yeah, a garden tour.
Yeah. We just have a banana babies in front of the door.
There's so many banana plants around now everywhere, and they're really blooming.
Yeah.
And you also started surfing again.
Yes, I did. I started surfing again. I've had good and bad experiences. The good, like I've had good waves and I was like, okay, I'm like before.
Mm.
But I've had also feel like I'm more clumsy. So because of, I'm so tired. So it's like I make a lot of newbie mistakes. Yesterday I got the fin in my thigh because I fell in front of the board. It's like, that's number one. You don't do that.
Don't jump in front.
But it's been so good to be on the water. Not so much. Like, we've been here a month. I feel like I've surfed maybe 5 times.
Yeah. So usually we would go every morning.
And every afternoon.
Or before.
Yeah. 2 times per day. And now it's like maybe 30 minutes here and there.
Yeah.
But... still, those, you appreciate it so much. And now Rafe is 3 months. So, I mean, he can be on the beach with his dad or, like, someone else. But then, or Dale has been watching him a lot.
Yeah.
But if I... But I also breastfeed only. Yeah. So, it's like I have to have him close to me.
Yeah. And so, we've had this nice little cycle where if Dale is on the beach, he will wave and then Annette will come in and she will breastfeed. And it's kind of working out nicely.
Yeah. It's been really good.
I don't think... It's not like... I don't think everyone thinks that it's possible.
Yeah.
That's the cool part.
Yeah. And yesterday we were at a really lovely birthday dinner. And I was like, oh, I don't have a babysitter. I don't want to go. I just... Like, and we just want to give up the whole thing. And you were like, bring Rafe. I was like, you can't bring Rafe to a birthday party.
Of course you can.
But then I did and he slept the whole time.
Exactly.
So that was nice. But yeah, I feel like I'm in a little bit of a... In a little bit of... yeah, my brain isn't working. Like a little bump in the road.
Yeah.
And yeah, for me, it's really like always coming back to pulling yourself out of victim mode and like into the power again.
And how do you do that now? Like practically these days, for example, what are you prioritizing to fill up your cup?
Yeah. Friendships, super important for me. And I spend a lot of time and talk a lot with friends. And always, like, doing something. Like, for example, in the morning, go for a long beach walk. Like, starting the day nice is also really nice.
Yeah.
But, like, this morning I had no energy, so I just didn't do that. But it was also nice to just not do anything.
Yeah.
And I actually, instead, I cleaned the whole house, made the home really pretty, organized my clothes.
Just, oh, so you didn't do anything?
Yeah. But I cleaned the whole, yeah, I guess.
I also saw you had like a little yoga setup with the mat and the
journal.
Incense.
I didn't journal. I didn't do yoga, but I did pull a card.
Yes.
Because he woke up. So that's how it is sometimes.
But just that intention of, okay, this is a little time for myself in the morning. It can be 3 minutes or five or 20.
Yeah.
But still, it can be that thing that shifts your whole day around.
Yeah, for sure. And I think the most important thing for me now is to feel really healthy and to, like, get back into fitness and, yeah, like, kind of do everything that makes me feel good.
Mm. And then you think naturally that you shift out from victim mindset?
Yeah, 100%. Because when you're happy, I don't even... It's like, I'm happy. That's all. You don't have space for the rest. It's like, fuck that. But yeah, I think it's also very important to get the right support system around you. And that no matter what situation you're in with a baby, like, you have to have support.
Yes.
And so you just have to figure out how that works. And I think we're really good with each other.
Very.
And
whether that is physical support, like, okay, can you hold Rafe while I shower?
Yeah.
Or if it's just a conversation that goes like, I'm so tired, I don't know if I can do this.
Yeah.
Or how I should do this. And then we talk each other through it and we offer just some emotional support.
Yeah.
And from that, a lot can shift.
Yeah. And then I also call my dad a lot.
Yeah.
And my mom.
They're very good support.
Yeah. And I have some other, like, more professional help. And I think that's just, yeah, it's really, really important. Because it's so easy to, yeah, lose yourself a little bit.
Mm.
And then not really, like, some... I think a lot of times I just have felt so stuck. Like, how do I get out? I feel like I'm in, like, this stuck loop.
Limbo.
Limbo. And I'm, like, pushing each of the sides in the box and I can't get out.
Mm.
And then I'm like, what am I... Okay, maybe it's because I'm trying to figure it out with my head, with my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope that makes sense.
Yeah. It's like... I know that I posted that on this video on Instagram that in... In motherhood, I felt how Rafe is reaching his tongue. I felt so lost sometimes.
Mm.
But then again, there's this other part that has really found itself through being a mother.
Yeah.
That groundedness and that purpose and the, you know, this is what my body is made for and this is, I get to be the guardian of this little person.
Yeah, and I want more babies. That's the weird thing.
So we can feel all of the things at once.
Yeah. But I've realized, like, I mean, Rafe has actually been super easy. And I've been very lucky with breastfeeding and all of this. It's more like how you set up your setup around you.
Yeah.
So, and how you handle it, really.
Yes.
So, but I also have to give myself some time and, like, to... let things fall into place.
Yeah, and we've also talked about, like, making it easy for yourself.
Yeah.
So, for example, with cooking and food, it can be quite challenging if you have a baby in your arms all the time and breastfeeding.
That's been, like, my lowest priority.
Yeah, but then you have to go really cut yourself some slack and be like, okay, I'm going to buy dinner or I'm going to buy one meal a day. Or I'm going to order things, get them delivered, or I'm going to organize to eat with other people because that's where it's pressuring me.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's where you've helped me out. You're like, hey, we have lunch. Hey, come for dinner. Hey, come for breakfast.
Yeah. We're always, someone here is cooking. It's usually not me, but these guys that I live with, yeah, they are amazing. And they're cooking lunch and dinner most days.
Yeah. And what about you?
Yeah, I'm also very tired, to be honest.
You're finally healthy again.
Yes. Wow, I've been through rounds and rounds of different ear, nose, and throat infection, like viruses. And it's been such a test of patience.
Yeah.
So challenging mentally, like for my mental health.
And in what way?
It's just been so triggering. Because I've had, as I think I've shared in the podcast before, like scares around health and yeah, it can take me on this really mental downward spiral. Every time I get sick, I feel like, oh, but I'm not doing good enough, I'm not healthy enough, I must be doing something wrong if I keep getting sick, it's my fault. And it's triggering a lot of childhood wounds.
Mm. So also for you, it's kind of like in the victim, powerless.
Yeah.
Powerless.
Mode. Yeah, so every time I feel, now it's been rounds and rounds, so I've kind of gotten used to it, but every time like a new round came, I was like so defeated and took me straight down. And then I kind of have to work myself out from there. But I've also talked to people around, and it's been so many people having these really long lasting kind of viruses this winter.
Yeah.
And it's really, really challenging for many. And often we need to talk about the mental health part, because it's an emotional health, because it's such an important part of our well-being.
It's very important.
Yeah. But now I'm good and I feel good physically. It's just like the tiredness from having some very challenging nights lately. Luca is usually such a good sleeper. And it's been so good up until now. But now, I don't know if it's the heat or if it's just one of those regressions, or whether he's hungry, thirsty. We're trying everything. But he's been waking up so much at night. But it's fine. I wake up and I make my
morning. I feel
morning.
Like here it's fine. Okay, I slept for 4 hours, but I'm okay.
Yeah, it was very, very hard in Norway when it was so dark and cold. Mm-hmm. But now actually when we wake up 5 here, I go and make my morning drink, like lemon water, and then I make a matcha. And then we go to the beach.
Yeah.
So that's pretty dreamy. And I can come down there in the worst mood and so tired and feel like a wreck.
Yeah.
Go for a dip and then I feel like everything just, it melts away.
Yeah.
And also take a nap during the day.
Yeah.
When that's possible.
Yeah.
But having a business and babies and being away from family. And I mean, it's not always easy.
No. Today, for example, I was so proud of myself because I did a little business deal and I went to the bank and everything was so smooth with Rafe. And I just felt like normally that would be like, yeah, of course you do that. But now I felt like 10 times more accomplished. So there's so many big wins you can also have when you feel organized, when you're on top of things, when you I feel like the good thing about having kids is that you get a very big sense of purpose every day, and you're because you're always like on a mission.
Exactly. And there's always that next little thing, like, oh, put them down for sleep or make them a meal and or taking them in the car somewhere. Yeah. And it can be stressful and overwhelming, or it can be like, wow, I really did that.
It was easy. I feel that a lot. And then sometimes I'm like, you know what? People have kids when they're 20 and they're still, like, sometimes I think that, like, I should be very capable by now.
And some people have 10 kids.
Yeah.
Some people have triplets.
Yeah.
Some people have very challenging situations with like health problems with children. So we have to put in perspective and see how lucky
we are. And that's what I mean. That's how tricky the brain is. It wants to put you straight into victim mode.
Yeah. even when, if I have a successful putting Luca down for a nap and I try to transfer and it's failed and he wakes up again, then I can feel so defeated.
Yeah.
And opposite, when it's easy, it's like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So all in all, we are very blessed.
Yeah, and they reflect, they push all our buttons.
Yeah.
And they teach us how to handle all these emotions daily.
Yeah.
Or hour by hour, I'd say. Yeah.
For sure.
And yeah, other than that, I've been, yeah, you know, focusing on my, I mean, I love surfing and I want to do that more. Right, Rich? Big smile. And working out and doing things that fill me up. It's definitely less time for that now, but
Riff is he's staring
at me. It's so funny how babies have no sense of
social
skills.
Yeah.
They just look at you for apps. And I've been having, honestly, so much fun getting back into work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it so much. I'm looking forward to it when we have a babysitter and it's like my time and those hours in the day. I have maximum 3 hours in one day for work.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, let's go. I'm going to do all of these things. Bam, bam, bam. Mm. So much more efficient.
Yeah. That's,
and
yeah.
I look so much forward to it, like whether that's creating content or just going through my emails and replying. Yeah. And I'm like tidying up accounting and yeah, I'm really in that spring cleaning mode of our business.
Yeah.
Oh, and we're also planning very
good March in our membership.
Yes, but I was thinking about fall.
Ah, oh my gosh. Finally. Finally.
Yeah.
We have... Should we say it now? Yes, let's do it.
Okay, we can say it.
The retreats are coming back.
We're planning retreats. So we're in the process now of booking venues for Portugal retreats. Plural. And capital. And we're going to have 2 weeks in September.
Maybe one in October.
And it's going to be... Oi, how do you... Little gulp. Yeah, so we're selecting now the venue that we feel most aligned with. We've started to work on the program already. And just building off of last year's experience, which was the experience of the year.
Yeah.
It was so... No, it's not last year, sorry. It's 2 years ago now already. And we had the most amazing group with us in Portugal in September 2022.
Yeah.
And... it was such a transformational week. Every single person, including us hosting.
Yeah.
And Malin and Pernille, who were our hostesses. Mm-hmm. We all went through such a transformation. So it's like we built this...
space.
We built a space where it was safe to heal old wounds, to open up, to share with each other, to be vulnerable, to cry, to have fun, to... And on that retreat that we had there, we had cup, we had yoga, we had dancing, journaling, we had shadow work sessions.
Surfing.
We surfed, we went skating, we had acai bowls, we went to the beach, we had a spa at the beach. Mm-hmm. And we had the coziest meals together.
Yeah.
We had really lovely meals outside with candle lights, and it was a very... serene vibe.
Yeah, and we still have, you know, we have an amazing group and we still have WhatsApp group where we connect and share, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just really created like this group for a lifetime. I think we'll stick together.
Friends for life.
Mm. Yeah, so September, we will release the dates in our membership first. So if you're a member, you will get first priority.
Yeah.
We have... I think almost 200 people on the waiting lists.
Yeah.
So...
it's going to go fast, put it like that.
Yeah. But, yeah, first we will release it in the membership. So that's, if you're a member, you will get priority.
Yeah, so if you really want to join a retreat, we highly recommend you to jump in the membership now.
Yeah.
Also because we have an incredible month in the membership and we're planning March as well, and it's going to be epic.
Yeah.
But there you also get access to everything that we launched, like retreats first.
Yeah.
And last year we sold all of the spots to the members.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
So if you want to come to the retreats, that's the way to do it. Yeah, we will share so much more about that soon.
Yeah.
But it's going to be even more incredible this year.
Yeah, for sure. And for, yeah, no, it's going to be so, like, I'm looking so much forward to it, really, really, really.
Yeah.
And we have so much to give, and I think we are our best in situations like that.
Yeah, I think that's what we're meant to, how we're meant to work.
Mm.
So we're also planning, like, with the babies, with the, yeah, the whole situation, the program, the setup, so that everything will be optimal.
Yeah.
And yeah, let's talk a little bit about what we're doing in the membership now this month.
Yes.
Because I know that many are curious, and they, we also have some questions like, do I have to become a member? Can I buy the sessions? Stuff like that. So this month is all about creating a purpose-driven business.
Mm.
And this is a topic that you had a download on.
Yeah.
And we have separate into four calls.
Mm.
So we've already started with our business and intuition call.
Mm.
And it was so much fun because we were talking about how we have made some incredible changes and transformations of our business based on our intuition, and also how we actually created our business just through following what we feel is right.
Yeah.
And kind of that difference between the old paradigm and the new paradigm, and leading in a feminine way that's harmonious with our bodies, with health, with authenticity, with all of our values. And the next session is about living from creativity. So then we're going to talk about inspiration, like how does inspiration come and go, what to do with it, do you force, do you hold back, do you, where do you find inspiration?
Yeah.
So I'm very excited for that session. And then we have two more sessions following, so you can still join the month and you will get, you know, when you join our membership, you get access to all the sessions we've ever had in the membership. I don't know if everyone knows that. But it's a pretty incredible library of sessions. So feel free to do that. And I think we're going to round off this episode here.
Yes.
We wanted to catch up with you guys, share where we're at. We are hoping that you are doing really, really good. If you're struggling with viruses or health issues or like, if you're having, if you're in the victim mentality, if you can resonate with any of the stuff that we're going through, if you're having babies, we're sending you so much love, all of you listeners, and we want to connect with you. We're going to set it as our intention to come back to the podcast every week now.
Yeah.
Whether that is a solo episode or us together or with guests.
Yeah.
But now Rafe needs mama. So we're going to say adios for now. Adios and
say bye bye. We're not there.
A bit too soon.
We're not there yet.
And talk to you next week, and thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you for listening. We love you. Moderne media.